Okay. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the show, Being a Spiritual Entrepreneur. I'm really excited about it tonight, and I hope you guys are having a great weekend. Or not weekend, week, sorry. anyway, so what are we going to talk about tonight? You know, I wrote in the description what I want to talk about, being a spiritual entrepreneur that is successful in all areas of their life, prosperous, and has a great life, okay? If you're successful in all areas of your life, what does that mean? Your romantic life, your family life, your children, your wife, your husband, girlfriend, boyfriend, your career, your business, and or your you know, whatever you do in your life, and being successful at it. So what are some things that will help you be successful in your entrepreneur life? I'm going to start with an angel. You know, just FYI, I have my own business. I've had it for years. I've worked for myself, and my parents really, really taught me about being an entrepreneur. They were an entrepreneur, and I'll never forget my dad talking to me and my mom both. They said, "Therese, is it better to earn a wage, you know, or is it, you know, because I was selling Girl Scout cookies, right? You sell them and you collect the money and bring the cookies to the person." And I also said, "Well, I don't know." And they said, "Or is it better to make a profit?" Right? I was like, "Huh." So my dad said, "Making a wage means like when you work for someone and they pay you." Like you're in the Girl Scouts and you're selling cookies, I go, "Well, they don't pay me." "Well, they let me be in their Girl Scouts, right?" And he said, "Okay, when you clean the house and, you know, me and mom give you money for cleaning the house, or you know, or when you go to," because my parents owned restaurants when I was a kid, they said, "When you go to work at our restaurant," and I would bust tables because I was only like 10, 11 years old. And they said, is that a wage?" I go, "Yeah, you're paying me money to bust the tables." So my dad goes, "Okay, is it better to earn money doing a job or making a wage? Or is it better to earn profits?" I was like, "Well, what's the difference?" And so he said, "When you have a profit, that means, for instance, you have, I had a stereo and I had a couple things I wanted to sell." And he said, "Well, if you have a garage sale for yourself," he said, "with your things," and he says, "Mom and I can put some things up there." I go, "No, I want to do it." And he goes, "Why do you just want to do it?" I said, "Well, I want to see if I can do it." And so he says, "Well, whatever money you make, that's your profit." And so anyway, long story short, I sold a bunch of things, a beanbag chair, a stereo, and other things, and a lamp, and, you know, that I had, and some, you know, piggy banks and little things like that. And I made a profit that day. As I said, I must have been anywhere from 10 to 11 years old. And I came home with $40. No, I'm sorry, 50. That's right, because I remember thinking it's the first time I'd ever seen a $50 bill, because my dad gave me a $50 bill. And then he says, "Well, you know, what do you want to do with it?" And I said, "I don't know." I said, "I want to spend it." He goes, "Well, let me show you the difference between a poor person and a rich person." "Okay, Dad, show me." He said, "A poor person," he said, will spend everything they have and save what they have left." "Spend everything they have and save what they have left." And I said, "Okay." And he goes, "A rich person will save all they can and spend what's left." I'm like, "Huh." So that's where I learned how to save. And that's also where I learned how to enjoy my money, that, you know, from the profits I made from whatever I did. You know, I started a little business where I would, sweep people's house and, you know, and clean up and do all these things. And that was good. That was my profit. And, you know, I would watch their kids, and that was my, you know, they paid me to do that. And, you know, those kind of things. So I made a profit, you know, and I learned that working for someone else, making a wage, was okay, but making a profit was really, really key. So I had jump ropes that I would rent out to kids to jump rope, and isn't that funny? But I made a little business, okay? So that's something there, being a successful entrepreneur. One of the things you got to think is, okay, is wages more important or is profit? and two differences between a wealthy person and a poor person. And this is from a folks. I actually heard it again today from someone else, is that, you know, a poor person will spend everything they can and save what's left, and a rich person will save all they can and spend what's left. And my grandpa even said it better. He said, save all you can, spend all you can. So I've never forgotten that philosophy, and that's a key thing right there in a philosophy that I really understand. A key point there, wages and profits. One of the differences in a poor person, a rich person, and by the way, God loves us all and looks at us all equally, but I'm talking about when you're building a financial empire, if that's what you want to do. And the other thing that I feel that I wanted to share with you is meditation. I'm going to put a meditation out tomorrow that you can download for free. It's only a two minute meditation. It's about being successful in your business. And, you know, and I'll talk about a couple of things that will make a difference. Okay. So that's one thing. The other, and I'll do that tomorrow. Like I said, it'll be a 2 minute meditation. And that's a philosophy that I've always, always honored within myself, for my higher power, I call my higher power God. The angels, I've been able to see angels since age of three. And I was told you I was going to talk to you about an angel, which I never do in this show usually. So, and then the other thing I was going to mention, it's a key here, is to spend all you can, save all you can. Like I said, profits are more important, I think, than wages. And just got to remember that. And also, the difference between a poor person and a rich person, which I've already said. Okay, so, and then angels. Who is an angel that is here to help you in your business? Any thoughts on that? Any those who are listening now or those who will listen to it later? Let me give you this, and this is key. And you guys may have heard me say this on this show or different ones. Archangel Shamuel helps you with your career and your business. Isn't that cool? Because Shamuel also helps you with your soulmate relationships, you know, and why is that important? Well, let me tell you why. Because love and money, love, your soulmate relationships, you know, your sweethearts, and money from your career or your business and or profits and wages are important as well, right? So Archangel Shamuel helps us with our business and our profits and our career. And Archangel Shamuel also helps us with our soulmate relationships. Love and money, same coin, just different sides. And what you're going to notice is that when you're balanced in one, you'll be balanced in the other. And let me explain something. That does not mean you have to have a significant other. The significant other can be you, yourself, having a great relationship with yourself first. And that's going to help you be a successful entrepreneur, okay, spiritual too as well. Because when you love yourself enough to take care of yourself and honor yourself, then you can do that with another soul as well, okay? And then when you do that with yourself on a daily basis, like taking care of yourself, mind, body, and spirit, then you will take care of your business as well. Isn't that cool? So that's something I want to share with you, and I think that's super, super, super important. Okay. So on that note, you know, I want you to remember that. And so meditation, okay, profits and wages, the philosophy with that I learned from my folks, because my mom and dad both were entrepreneurs. And my first endeavor at being an entrepreneur was having my garage sale. And maybe I should have taken my parents' things, but I didn't. I did it for myself because it was something I wanted to try myself. And $50, right? And one of the things that you learn is like, okay, how much am I going to save? Okay, first thing you ask yourself, and save all you can, and then what's left you spend. Make sure, too, that you also give to charity, all right? I learned that a long time ago. And Grant Cardone talks about it. You know, it's like the 10X rule. It is our duty and obligation to support and help others that are not helping themselves for whatever reason. Maybe it's our veterans, right? Because those folks, they support our country. Maybe it's dogs, rescue animals. maybe it's kids with cancer. Those are some things that I really am passionate about because I come from a military family. What's your passion? What charities do you want to support? What charities do you want to give back to, right? And, you know, a friend of mine, she gives back to kids, helping kids that are in really stressful environments, family life or whatever. And some of them have been taken away from their families, and she helps counsel them. And so you have to find out what charity you want to donate. And money's one way, but also time, okay, because time is our biggest asset. So those are a couple of things right there to be successful, because when you're giving back, you're teaching someone else how to receive, and you get the, you know, let me back that up, because I think I said this before. I'm being asked to share this again. When you give back, you know, people have said it's better to give than to receive. Let me start there. And, you know, and it is, right? And I've changed my philosophy on this not too long ago, because when you start giving to someone else, you start the whole receiving process, right? And another way to look at it is when you give to somebody, you teach them how to receive, because you're starting the receiving process for yourself and others. And when you receive, when someone gives to you, you're learning how to receive, okay? So it starts that whole balancing, giving and receiving. So that right there is super, super, super important, I feel. And so those are a couple of things there. As I said, I'll put a meditation tomorrow, because I'll create it tonight. It's only 2 minutes about being successful in your business and in your life, okay? And remember, Shemuel is the archangel that takes care of soulmates and helps you strengthen an existing one or helps you find your soulmate. He also helps you in your career and business. Love and money, same coin, different sides. Isn't that cool that Archangel Shemuel is right there helping us? So those are a couple of things that will help you be super successful. I also think prayer is good. Some people call it mantras, right? I'll give you one that I write. I am so grateful to be able to earn money and keep my business going and have fun with it and earn profits and be able to give back. And I'm so grateful for that. And I say amen, and so it is. And that can also be a mantra, because I have a friend of mine that does it as a mantra. You know, she says it over and over again. That is a prayer I say. One of the other things I ask in my prayer, I don't know who you pray to, God, the angels, Jesus, Joshua, I always call him Joshua, Buddha, doesn't matter. One of the things I said, dear God, what would you like me to do for you today, right? So that's really wonderful, because it opens your heart to receive information from God, the angels, Ascended Master, Jesus, Joshua, whoever you believe in, higher part of yourself, and you open your heart to receive more. And that's cool, isn't it? And I hope this is helping you. I really do. I know it's helping. It's helped me, some of these philosophies as well. So prayer, meditation, Shemuel, asking his help. Shemuel, I'm asking your help to help my business grow. I'm asking your help to help me create lots of profits, and fair and wages for myself and others. I am asking, and Shemuel, I'm asking you to help me give back and show others how to receive and help me start the giving process and the receiving process, or help me start the receiving process myself, giving and receiving. And, you know, those are a few things right there, law of attraction, what you think about, you bring about. So the philosophy of poor people spend, and then they save what's left. Rich people save what they have and spend what's left, okay? And poor people, did I say that right? I'm going to say it one more time, sorry. Poor people, you know, spend all they have and save what's left, and rich people save all they can and spend what's left, okay? So that's something my folks taught me many moons ago. I hope it's helped you tonight, being the spiritual entrepreneur that you already are, and take it to a whole new level. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you have any comments, then hit me up with a text at 954-636-9401. You guys, follow us on iTunes, too, as well. Also, if you can, follow us on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Angel Coaches, and hit me up, as I said, with a text at 954-636-9401. And I hope I've given you some things that will inspire you and help you. You guys have a wonderful, great now, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye now.